What's up, yo? I'm back again for Dog Days in KL. Today is day 8, and what a great day it was. It's always a great day with dogs. You know, I wake up every morning, I come down the stairs, and the first thing I see is just a whole bunch of dogs there waiting to greet me. Can your day get any better than that? I'm not talking just like a couple of dogs. I live with 14 fucking dogs. Did I mention I live with 14 dogs? Does life get any better? I'm well and truly the crazy dog dude. I don't know what else to say about that, but it's great. So I'll just get straight into it. Now I'm starting the day off with walking some dogs. All the dogs that we live with, we don't walk them all because some of them are pretty old and they just are quite happy chilling. But we take about half of them, or maybe just I'd say about 7 of them come out with us. So today we had Ella. Always just follows me. She wakes up in my bed every morning. She's asleep right next to me right now as I record this. And we got Tyson, the quadriplegic, and then there's the paraplegic Scooby, who I always talk about. He's one of my favourites. And there's Fraggle follows us along. Monkey came along for the ride. Little Roo, the pup, comes along. And Poppy, the one-eyed pirate. She's great. She's also one of my favourites. They're all pretty much my favourites, but there is one dog I'm struggling with, Elby. He's not my friend yet, and apparently he's not Shannon's friend that much either. You know, like, if you can finally get a hold of the dog, it'll let you pat it, but it just runs from every time. And like last night when I was doing the feeds, like, I couldn't even give the dog its food because it was just running away from me, and I can't just leave it there because the other dogs will eat it. So it was really fucked up situation because I literally have to wait for Shannon to come home because it'll be like to hide under the car, and then that's the only way I can feed the dog. Oh well, I'm gonna keep trying. It saddens me a little bit. It's just like one dog I just can't get close to, and I tried again tonight as well, and I just can't get it. I'm sitting on the steps, just like, come on, I can get like a meter away, but then I just make one move and it goes away. Alright, I'm working on you, Elby. We'll get to you. Anyway, so we took the dogs for a walk, and I was eating breakfast, and I took a little bit longer to wake up. Wasn't really in a rush this morning, but I ran down, made myself some toast and cereal and whatnot. And before I could even finish my cereal, I didn't even finish my cereal and all my toast, I saw Shannon just about to leave, and I'm like, I'm coming. So I'm like, just pick up one piece of toast that's left and like grab it and eat it along my way. And I grab Tyson today, so it's the first time I've actually pulled Tyson along. He's full quadriplegic, so he's just in his wheelchair, and I'm literally just pulling him along. So we walk down we go to the same path every time, and this time I'm going to just go straight into the gross parts. We get down to the kind of, you know, the drain part that we always go to. It's just like a water sewage runoff, but it looks really nice. It's all fenced off. If you can picture it back in Australia, you've got like these big caged off, water drains that are just like ugly. There's no access to them, but this has got like a footpath all around it. You could even drive a car around it if you wanted to, but it's just like literally just a loop. And it's all been trimmed as well, so it's like recently been mowed, so it's all just, it looks nice, but then it's got the drain runoff, and some of the dogs run down into it and come back filthy as running in the rainwater and sewage water, whatever. It's a little gross in that part, but whatever dogs do. The reason why I really wanted to come, not only just to walk the dogs, but I really need to learn how to toilet them. And I was pretty grossed out by it to begin with, but the quadriplegic and the paraplegic dogs, Tyson and Scooby, you need to actually push on their bladder to get the wee's out and the poos. I'm not too keen on the poo part of it just yet, but I need to learn how to make these dogs wee because Shannon's going to Japan soon. I'm going to be left like with all the dogs running the show, so it's something I really need to know. And as I mentioned earlier, it's some vets don't even know how to do this, so I'm giving it a go, and I'm finally got like a couple of trickles. It's a really not a nice thing to talk about, but I'm going to just talk about it anyway. It's part of my job. I have to make these dogs piss. So literally just feeling around in the stomach, trying to like picturing the Google images I looked at yesterday about like where the bladder is inside the dog, and literally just squeezing on the bladder and just feeling around until I can get a little bit of urine come out. And I finally got a couple of trickles, but like the sun's coming down on me and it's like I'm sweating up already. It's really just an awkward thing to do. But I gave up in the end. I was like, Shannon, you're gonna have to do this, and I can't do it. But I'm gonna try again and again and again until I can get it. But yeah. Anywho, and then so on this walk, I've got a little friend that's on the other side of the fence, and he sees this all come down, and he's got a choker chain on him. I don't know what his name is, but he's just on the other side of the fence, and poor thing is just in this enclosure. It doesn't look like he's got any access to the house or anything. He's just like an accessory just kept in the backyard. I'm like, he's got a friend as well, and his friend just looks so depressed, just lying there doing nothing. And I'm like trying to get the other one's attention as well, but the first time I actually noticed that there was another dog in there. So he probably, it's got like this little brick house that they live in. It's pretty cool actually. It's a pretty elaborate dog kennel, but the fact that it's just completely separate from the house, and they've got like a nice little grass area, and like it's a big backyard for them to run around in, but there's like no human companionship there whatsoever. So every single morning now, I'm just gonna go up to that dog and just give it a love, even though it's only like a couple of minutes, because I've still got all the other dogs to look after. I feel like I've got a friend, and he sits there, and I took lots of photos of him, and he's just the sweetest dog, and it looks like it could be one of those aggressive dogs, so you are a little bit wary of them, because it looks like a guard dog, but it's just a sweet little soul. Anyway, so we ended up back after we took the dogs back, and then basically it wasn't long before we head out up to the shelter. And so yeah, head off to the shelter, and so I've got Ella and Poppy in my car with me. It's really cute. I wind down the window for Ella, and she just like hangs out the window, and she just like puts her arm outside the window. I've got a couple of photos, I should probably upload them. It's really cute. And then Ella's just like sitting on my lap, and I'm listening to my mate's drum and bass mix, Jake. This one, shout out to you, buddy. Thanks for uploading a mix. That got me through the day. Every time I jumped in the car, I chuck this mix on. And yeah, pretty darty mix. It was all my favourite tunes, a lot of them. Some of them I hadn't heard before. And yeah, shout out to Melga Beats or Floem. So yeah, got to the shelter and did the morning meds and stuff, and spent a little bit of time on the computer, like doing the check-ins and checking outs, and like just computer shit, you know, administry boarding stuff and all that. And I'm doing that for a little bit, and then Shannon's we got a gym at the work, so Shannon goes and she's trains in Muay Thai. Which is something I'm going to do next week with her. I'm going to go to do a little Muay Thai training session and get back into it, because I haven't done that. I used to do Muay Thai when I was a kid, or like 12 years old, just in year 8 high school. But I gave that up to go party with friends. I only did it for 6 months, but it kind of stuck with me. Unfortunately, I've been in a couple of fights, and it's just come back to me naturally, so that's my fighting style, I guess. If I was ever to fight, so watch out, motherfuckers, if you want to step up. No, but I love dogs, to say that. Changing the subject. And Shannon's doing a workout, and there was something, a problem that I had on the computer, and I, just before she starts, and I just budge into the thing, and she's like, just getting dressed, and she's like, oops, sorry. awkward, but no, it was all pretty cool. Then she tells me about, oh, there's like a couple coming in, and or like someone from Perth coming in apparently to check out our boarding facility. So I was like, ooh, exciting. And turns out they're an American couple. So they actually call us on the phone, on the work phone, and they're like a little bit lost. They can't find the shelter, and I'm like, well, fuck, I don't know how to direct you to where I am. let me just go get Shannon. Shannon's just like jumping rope, like sweaty as fuck, listening to beats. And I'm like, sorry, Shannon, can you please drag these guys out of here? So they rock up and I meet them up at the gate. Meanwhile, someone else comes in to drop off a carrier, like a little kind of, pet crate kind of thing. Really lovely lady, she's a friend and volunteer of Shannon's. She donated us this brand new little cage thing for the dogs, like a crate. If you know what crate training is, Google it. Can't really get into it, it's late. So then I show these American couple around and they're talking about their Labrador, and so it turns out they lived in Perth for a little while, and they're like just about to retire and whatnot, but this guy's saying Scott and Linda was their names, I actually remember something. And they're really nice. I ended up, by the time they left, I knew their life story literally. They just wouldn't stop talking, and we got along really well. But here's the coolest part of the story is, so they've got a Labrador that they've adopted from Perth, and you never guess where they fucking adopted it from. The dog's refuge home where I worked. Unfortunately, I wasn't at the shelter to meet the dog with the animal there. That would have just been the most trippy story. Like, yeah, I worked with your dog, and now I'm going to go board it in Malaysia. Well, how would the odds of that be? But that was such a spin out. They were like, oh wow, what? Oh, like, I'm told them, like, I worked at the dog's refuge home, and they're like, oh, that's where we got our dog from. Real spin out, and like just having someone from Perth come over into Malaysia and want to check out our boarding facilities. And so I showed them around and showed them what we do here and everything like that. So I'm like really feeling like I'm running the show here because Shannon's not there, and I'm just like, yeah, acting like the shelter's mine. Well, I am the manager, so I guess I've got to kind of take on the responsibility of that role. I'm just showing them around, and they were really impressed with, you know, with everything that I've shown them. Even though, like, our facilities aren't in the best condition, especially, like, you know, coming from the dog's refuge home, the facilities there are a lot more schmick, especially with all the brand new kennels they got there, and we've got, like, these rundown kennels, hence why we're moving into the new shelter, hopefully by next month. Can't wait for that. At the same time, I'm going to be moving into a container house over there, which I'm not looking forward to that, because I live in this beautiful three-story mansion. But whatever, I'll be living on site with all the dogs, so I'll be living with 200 dogs instead of 14 dogs. But they left really happy. Shannon ended up coming out mid-workout, like still hot and sweaty and all that, you know, workout gear. And I met them, and that lady that dropped off that carrier was still there, so we were all just having a good old chat. We got into talking about deep shit as well, like it was crazy. And so it seemed like that couple was pretty happy with our facilities and gonna put our dog in. I was asking about them. Well, so who did your adoption? Because I'm friends with the people that work at Dogs Refuge, obviously, they're my colleagues. And they couldn't remember, and they showed me a photo, and it didn't even have the person's photo's head, and I was like, oh, that's Candace. And they just like spun out, like, how did you even know? Like, I could just tell by the body shape or whatnot, so that was pretty funny. There were a couple of dogs that came in as well, so I had to like upload, like do their profile, and some brand new dogs, never been with us before, so I had to like put them in on the system and like ask the new owners all the questions that you do for dogs coming in, whatnot. What else did I do today? I'm training Sammy for the Kelpie, so every day, like, I just go in through his kennel for a couple of minutes. Like, the first session I went to was in the workout gym, did a lot of work with him, I just go in, like, into his kennel now and just do it there, because, he's getting a lot better, so I use this method of shaping now with him, like, I was doing a little, other methods of luring, and, using lots of positive reinforcement, today I was using shaping, so it's basically letting the dog figure it out. So he's very excited. We go into his kennel, he's jumping all over you, he's like trying to hump you and whatnot, but so I just really have to ignore this behavior. I kind of like let him just jump all over me for a moment. I fold my arms and literally just just wait till he sits. And that's what he, that's the form of shaping, just letting the dog figure out what they want. And then as soon as he does the action, boom, I just pop in a treat in his mouth and he's learning. And then I get him to do some, like, lure him into a drop and whatnot, and we're playing the targeting game where he has to touch his nose to my hand, and he's like really figuring out. He's a really smart dog. So at first, you know, he was just wasn't getting it, but now I'm making a lot of progress with him, and he's on his way to be a very adoptable dog. So it's really rewarding seeing, you know, a crazy dog turn into a good dog, or bake and jing is what you would say. So that means good dog. Bake means very good. What happened then? Oh, sorry. Well, I went to lunch a little bit late because those Americans took up a lot of my time, but I was really happy to have a beautiful chat with them. They were, like, their heart, they had big, beautiful hearts, and you could see it, and then they could see that we had the big hearts as well. You know, well, obviously we've got big hearts. I'm here as a volunteer manager of a dog shelter. I could be elsewhere making money, but I'm not making any money. I'm just getting food paid for me, but I get paid in lots of dog love, so that's pretty much why I'm doing it. And fucking what an experience as well. And then put this on my resume afterwards. I'm gonna get a job anywhere I want, basically. but I don't really want to work anywhere else. I'm pretty happy to go back to the dog's refuge home. And Pets Doc, what up? Just run up the puppy schools again. If anyone's from there is listening, you're probably not. I don't think anybody's listening. I'm really not doing this for anybody at all. But as I'm doing it, it feels like I'm talking to an audience, so why not? What else was going on in the day? So yeah, that pretty much made it towards the end of the day. Like, a few other things happened. I was running around. Oh, so we went out to lunch, and my favourite lunch place is closed that I've been going to, like, the last, you know, well, I didn't go to lunch there yesterday because that lunch bought for me, but the last 3 days before that, I went to this same place, Uncle Lee's. It's just got this mad buffet. If you're on my Facebook, you would have seen the photo I uploaded the other day, and I just go there all the time. There's so much to choose from, so it's like a different meal every time. But apparently they're closed on Sundays because I tried to go there for dinner and they were closed as well. So it looks like they shut themselves on Sundays. So I got a full authentic Malaysian meal at Nando's, which was like 6 times the price of what I pay for any other meal. So I paid like, what, 30 ringgit or some shit for a chicken burger and peri peri chips and a glass of Sprite. Yeah, and it was good. Yeah, and I would say it's just a little bit worse than Nando's in home, but I love Nando's. It's one of my favourite foods. Favourite takeaways, anyways. Yeah, I love that peri peri chicken. Get that shit in me. Anywho, so I was feeling like I ate a fair bit, and I'm like, I need energy to complete the rest of the day. I've got a few tasks to do when I get back. So I was stopping at the 7-Eleven, and this is so, get this right, I've been here 8 days, and this is my first coffee. I haven't had a coffee in Malaysia, and even before that, in Perth, I'd like gone like a week without coffee. Insane, right? I'd be coffeeing and caffeinating myself up every morning before work, but I guess I haven't been taken up before bed, so I haven't been waking up so sleepy, and I've been dreaming so much. Oh my god, I've been having the most craziest dreams. It's insane. Yeah, that's another note. A real vivid shit. And then what? Yeah, so I got coffee from the 7-Eleven, but I got it in a tin. It's like a canned Nescafe coffee, like it's just like a long black kind of thing. I didn't want to have milk, because I'm not hell big on the dairy. But yeah, just a long black. It didn't really taste that good. I didn't even finish it. But whatever, it gave me a little bit of a boost of energy. Hence why I'm probably still up at 1 o'clock right now and making a podcast. But I don't have to work tomorrow, so all good. Then what happened? Oh yeah, I came back and they've got this big, beautiful Rottweiler. His name's Cujo, and he actually went home today, but he's only over for one night. So I had to bath him, and he's
too big for the bathroom room, so I just bathed him in his kennel and just got the hose out and lathered him in soap and washed him, and then I cleaned his ears out and stuff. So you got to get these like cotton wool balls and like put some solution on and attach it to like these scissor clamp things and just jam it in his ear and rub it around. So I did that, but then his nails, so he's got big black nails, and as I said before, I hate doing the nail clippings. It's just, I just don't want to hurt the dog, so I feel so hesitant in doing it. It's just not the ideal situation. And then I go to do one and he does this big yelp. I didn't even like actually do it, so therefore I'm just feeling too scared I'm gonna hurt him. And then Sassy comes and gives me a hand, and I'm like, can you do nails? And she's like, no, I've never done it before. I'm like, she's really great with all everything else, but she just doesn't do the grooming side of things. I'm like, well, fuck, does any friends want to come over and help me do grooming, please, please, please? Because that would take a big weight off my shoulders. I'm like, yeah, whatever. So I ended up messaging Shannon. I'm like, we can't do that. Are you coming back before Cujo goes home? Like, she's not even going to be back by 5:30. Or like, yeah, Cujo's due to be picked up by 5, I think. And this is already like 4 o'clock. So I'm like, shit, I've got to get him done. But then it ended up being, I'm not doing his nails. We tried like so many different techniques, but he just kept squirming. And I'm like, I'm not gonna do this. I don't want to hurt the dog. And he's a big Rottweiler too, but it's a girl, but Cujo is a boy's name, I'm pretty sure. And just being a big masculine looking Rottweiler, I think you're just naturally associated being a male. But she does not have a bad bone in her body. Like, she walks around with all the other dogs, and just nothing. There's nothing. Like, Sassy's very intimidated by her just because of her sheer size and being a Rottweiler, and I guess they've got a bit of a bad rep for being aggressive, but I don't take that into account at all. I just look at each dog. Every dog's different, so so we ended up bailing on the nails, didn't do them, and Shannon just said, oh, don't worry about it, you know, you can take 10 ringgit off the price. And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry, I gotta get really grow more confidence in this area. And she's like, oh no, it's okay, I should have done that before I left. I'm like, oh, cool, all good. Then what happened? Oh, there's Chip. So the dog that we live with is blind, got literally no eyes, like not just blind, just does not have eyes, they've like been removed and hair's just grown over. But he's like a little Maltese. But he almost looks purebred Maltese, to be honest. And so we have to groom him. His hair's out of control, so he doesn't like it at all. So Shannon actually says, can you just send me a message? Can you get started on grooming Chip? And she didn't say like anything else, but I just figured like, okay, he's probably going to be a trouble. This tiny little Maltese is going to give me hell with no eyes. But he was good to begin with, but then like you go around to his legs and he just tries to bite you, and so he's old. So he actually tries to gum you. So I'm getting gummed by this. He's got a couple of teeth, but then he just snaps, so I have to end up putting his muzzle on him and trying to get around his toes. Sassy comes in and gives me a hand, like holding him in some places, and no biggie. I didn't end up finishing him, and then Shannon rocks up. I'm like, yes, thank you, support has arrived. And she's like, oh, the grooming support. So yeah, she rocks up, and I ended up just like, I did most of him, but it's just like around his legs and his face. I didn't get around to finishing. Well, like I did some of his legs, but it was a lot easier once the muzzle was on, because he doesn't actually try to bite you, because he can't. And then she's like, I got you a present, close your eyes. And I'm like, well, I expected a long neck of beer for some reason. I don't know what I was thinking, but I think a beer was just felt like the best thing right at that point. But then she puts out something in my hand, and what do you know, it's 500 grams of Vegemite. She's gone out and found Vegemite for me. She literally went out on a special mission just to go get me Vegemite, because I've been talking about it so much, and we've been on missions together to find it, and she gets me some Vegemite. I'm like, oh, you are just a gem. You're gonna make my days so much better. My mornings have just gotten better already, because
up my mornings every day like Vegemite on toast. Maybe just call me a fucking Aussie bogan, but give me that Vegemite and put that shit on my toast. Thank you. So then she's basically like, oh, you can go home if you want now, and then I'll run around to a couple other things. She tells me I can go grab a shirt from the thing. It was Sassy, shows me where the shirts are, and because I've been wanting one, I saw Sassy wearing one. It says love my bitches, and then on the back of it says female dogs are the bomb, and so this is my new work shirt. It just says I love my bitches. It's so cool. I was just like, yep, I love my bitches, I love my dogs, and whatever, however else you want to take that as an innuendo. But it's just a cool shirt, it's catchy. So I got one of them, and I got one for a work friend, and then I found a pug shirt. So I got one of them for my boss at Petstock, because he's just pug obsessed. And so what does it say? I can't be bothered getting it on here. It says, obey the pugs. And it's just got like a cool. Anyway, yeah, pug life. I'm not the biggest fan of pugs, but whatever. I still like them just because they're a dog, but, you know, I do like different breeds. what else? That's basically it. Oh, and then, so I feel like I did something else. I got my t-shirt. Oh, then, of course, I'm going to talk about Isabel. So I go in, Isabel's thrashing around, and like, oh, at first Tyson's yelping, because Tyson's quadriplegic, he's in the office, and Shannon's like, yells out to Sassy, can you check out on Tyson, because she's already told me I can go home, and then I'm like, I'll go do it, whatever. So I get in there, and he's like whining, and I'm like, what's up, Tyson? And I just go, I'm like, can't figure out what it might be, but then I just go, I'll give you a drink of water, might be, that's probably what it is. So then I just go up and held his head into the water bottle and help him drink, and then he just laps like half a bloody water bottle up, and I'm just like, oh, that's what you wanted, you just wanted a drink. You know, it's a bit hard for these quadriplegic dogs, because they, yeah. And then of course there's Isabel, the Down syndrome dog, like they're all in the office. You got Scoobs, and Scoobs, Isabel and Tyson all up in the office. And you've also got Luna, the cat, in the office, and Scoob and Luna. Scoob just wants to eat Luna all the time, but luckily Luna's in a cage, but we let Luna out, and she usually can get away, but they had a little bit of a fight this morning, and Luna left a nice little mark on my finger, because I tried to pick her up and remove her from the situation, and, well, Scoob can't do much because he's on two legs, but it would have got if he ever did get a hold of her. She'd probably make him pissed, to be honest, because he's, like, lost a few teeth. And she's a cat, they're ferocious. Oh, and you know how I tell you Ella's a bitch to everybody? Ella's a sausage dog who's on my bed right now. She comes into the office and Luna's at the door. And Luna just fucking attacks her, and I'm like, I'm just gonna let this one slide because Ella needs to fucking. And it's the first time I've seen Ella like back down from anybody. It's really funny, like the only thing she can back down from is a fucking cat. It's, yeah, and she needs to be told off, because she's just literally a bitch to everybody. Yeah, not much more I can say on Ella right now. I think I keep saying that every episode. You're a bitch, Ella, but I love you. Yeah, and also then I'm talking about Isabel. So Isabel's like, I can tell she's soiled a nappy, so she wears a nappy because she can't toilet herself, but she can go to the toilet, but she'll go like over and over, like multiple times in a row, but she just thrashes her body underneath the chair where she lives. So she's got the cushion on the bottom and the top. If you've been listening to every episode, you should know by now. I just literally pick her up and she's got a soiled nappy, and I'm like, I don't even care, I'm just gonna hold you. And I think that's all she wants, she just literally wants to be held. And like, I'm really falling in love with her. Like, if you ever met a person with cerebral palsy, their brain's there, there's just a problem with their body. And that is so the case with this dog. Like, I'm getting a little bit teary thinking about it. But I just held her, and literally, I sung to her today. And, what was I singing? You are so beautiful to me. But then I was just making up the words and, like, just talking and singing about about doggos because I was in the office by myself, so no one to feel embarrassed about. And like literally just looking into each other's eyes, and it's like there is a beautiful soul inside that dog, and it's just a shame that all she wants to be is cuddled. And so like, and she starts falling asleep in my arms, like for this dog to like thrashing her body around. She's got superhuman strength as well, like she's really strong, like when she moves, that's why she can really hurt herself because she thrashes her body too much. And yeah, she starts falling asleep in my arms and closing her eyes, and then she wakes up a little bit, and then like I got my, like Sassy told me, don't get your head too close to her because she can snap and bite your face, but I don't think she's going to do that to me at all. Like it might be some like crazy like extra body like function or something that makes her snap at my face. I don't know about it too much, you know, like you just get these like impulses or whatever, like just spasms. Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for, spasms. She has lots of spasms, even though I'm like cradling her in my arms like a little baby. She has like these kind of little twitches, like almost like a Tourette's twitch kind of thing, where it's like tiny little spasms where like, yeah, but she, yeah, it starts falling asleep in my arms. And then, as I was saying before, Sassy told me not to get my face too close, but I don't care, I get my face close. I've been bitten on the face before, really recently, actually. Thanks, Elby. If you're listening, Elby. Here's a tip, don't share your dinner plate with a dog. Yeah, coming from a dog trainer, solid advice. Some might think that's common knowledge, but I shared my dinner plate and I got bitten on the face. That served me right. Don't share your food with a dog and try to eat off the same plate. Meanwhile, carrying on. What was I going to say about Isabella? Oh, she just looks into my... Oh, yeah, so I put my face next to her face and she starts licking my face, and it's just like... It's just the cutest thing. I'm sorry, I'm talking too much about her, but I'm falling in love. I'm falling in love with a dog. Would be the first time. And then it's time to go home, and then like Shannon's like, yeah, cool, I'll see you at home. And then I look, Ella just follows me out. I'm like, alright, I guess Ella's coming with me, and I got my brand new Love My Bitches t-shirt on. Pretty happy about that. And so yeah, and then I'm looking around for dinner, and I thought maybe that place I tried to go for lunch would be open. Maybe they just closed for lunch, but turns out they're closed on Sundays. So I ended up parking up and going to the street food place, and oh my god, I find this like clay pot chicken. So Ella's in the car. I wind down the windows for her, and then I go and order my food, put my drink bottle and the table number on the outside dining area, and then I'm like, fuck leaving Ella in the car, I'm gonna bring her out for dinner. So I had a little dinner date with Ella. I've got another chair for her, so I just pulled up two chairs at the table, and I make Ella sit in one of it, and people kind of look at me funny but kind of laughing. I don't know if it's too kosher, actually, yeah. And then so Ella's just sitting at the table with me, and my food comes up, and I just literally eat dinner with Ella. And then I have a Skype conversation with Natsumi and Irene. Yo, what up, guys? So they were kind of at dinner with me too. So that was pretty cute. I could hardly hear them because it's pretty loud there. And next time I do a Skype call when I'm in public, I'm going to bring my headphones. definitely bring my headphones out tomorrow. I'm going on adventures. Woo, I'm going to the big city. So, yeah, then I went home. Oh, I went to the shops, and I went in there to go buy some hooks for the walls, because I've got a big, beautiful banner that's fallen down already. I'm looking at it right now. Haven't been bothered to put the other hook back up. I just naturally walked to the bottle shop in there, and so I bought myself another six pack of Carlsberg, and you get a free Summersby with it. So, and it's, they got the price tag on it, it's 36 ringgit, but
they got it on special for $29, so pretty stoked about that. And you get, so you get 7 drinks for the price of 29 ringgit, which is even less than $10, so that's actually really cheap for Malaysia standards, because most alcohol here is pretty expensive. And then I come home and, yeah, Bob Durrani. That's about it for this podcast. I don't want to keep on going for too much longer. Gonna be some awesome stories tomorrow. I'm going to the big city. I'm taking my skateboard with me. I'm gonna catch an Uber in and fuck driving into the city. And it's gonna be great. Good night, everybody. Love ya.